Hello. My name's Loudon, and I'm a sophomore at Appleton North High School. I believe in the unknown, not just not knowing, but being surprised and getting excited by it. People should embrace the unknown and keep living their lives as if they are pursuing it. If people start to pursue the unknown, I think they can finally live their lives to the fullest. Thinking too much in the future gets you into this haze that you can't really get through until that future that you were hoping for has happened. When that future doesn't work in your favor, you constantly think on the past and try to figure out what you could have done that would have changed that just one moment. I also believe that life shouldn't be about a few things that you find enjoyment in, but finding enjoyment in every aspect of your life. Doing this can be one of the true ways to find that unknown in yourself. When you do try to find enjoyment in every situation, you truly live in the moment and not get stuck in the haze of trying to find out what you're going to be doing next. Believe me, I know it isn't as easy as it seems. I constantly find myself worrying about the next test or assignment. When I find myself in this haze, I just try to take a step back and focus on what is happening in the now. In addition, I find that believing in something is hard. It takes a lifetime to find what you truly believe in. A lifetime of trial and error, a lifetime of experiences. Combine all those experiences, find what speaks to you and makes you want to talk about it. If you truly believe in something, you're going to try your best to get it known, and you want people to know because you truly believe in it. I also believe that a true belief can't be forced onto a person. They have to experience different things to know what exactly they believe. This is also where just being aware and not afraid of the unknown can come in, finding something you truly believe in. Thinking in the now, you can see so much more than thinking always in the future. So with that, I believe that believing in the unknown is just a first stepping stone into a long journey of finding yourself and your true beliefs.
Hello, my name is Colby Jen. I'm a junior at Valley New School. And before I'd like to begin, I'd like to just note that I'm even being in the coming of age program, I think everybody here has really impressive credos, and they're really well thought out, and even chuckleheads like Max and Isaac can have that have seriously put some thought, and I bring this up because I am basically making this entire speech up as I go along. I have an outline in my pocket, but I know what I'm talking about. So I grew up in Whidbey Island, which is north of Seattle. And my parents always had this, it was a bit weird. The education in Washington wasn't the greatest. The public schools weren't. And and so my parents chose to send me to this school ran by the local Assembly of God, which was a bit odd. I bring this up because it led to some weird religious principles. And overall, with the part from that, I was filled with a bunch of Pentecostals just trying to mold me into some zealous Jesus lover person. It was a pretty good school, and it was pretty good education. My cousin was there. But it did lead, but that contrasting with like my parents and my parents being these Unitarian Universalist slightly non-observant Christians, sort of not slightly, really non-observant, but that led them, it was sort of weird. Like I grew up in this culture, like we never even attended church sometimes, you know, it was, we still don't, we only really come if the sermon looks interesting, but you know, here, I feel like to a certain extent that's okay, and that's cool, but it was, it was a bit odd. So like I grew up sort of like being Christian, but sort of not. Like I had this attitude of like, I believed in a God. I'm not too sure like how much I was believing because I actually believed, and how much I was believing because people told me I should believe. And like when I was in school, it was fun, and we would go to church on Wednesdays, and we would have a service and sing songs and do stuff like that. And it was fun, but you sort of got the era that some of it was a bit of bullshit. So that ended. So I really sort of grew up in this weird environment. And I guess what I'm getting to is I never really felt like I had somewhere that I belonged to. I mean, even to a certain extent, with the fellowship, I never really had any, I never really felt that this was my place. I feel like it was partially, I'm not too sure why, the religious education program back then had a few minor knots. When I was a youngster, it mostly just ended up to like sitting in a corner and playing board games with Paul Knapp while he talked about artillery. So that's, and then eventually when I got older, we sort of like, we were supposed to be watching movies and talking about them, but the movies were longer than the service and nobody wanted to talk, so we just watched the movie. And so we just sat there and watched movies and we didn't really talk, and I just hit that, sorry. But I think that's really the main thing that I've got away from this coming of age program is I think it's that this is a place for me. I've never really felt like I've belonged in a place of religion before, and that's really nice to have. It's nice. I know people here, which is nice. And spiritually, I think I've always been a pretty solid Unitarian Universalist. I think my mom shared during the congregational response that, like, apparently, like, when she went to Ghana, everyone was animist, and she didn't really know what that was, but she was like, oh, I'm animist, when she finally discovered it. And I feel like, to a certain extent, you know, I've always been something of a Unitarian Universalist. I've always been a humanist. I've always been, I've always believed in the inherent dignity and worth of people. I probably believe in the other six of those things, but I don't know what they are. You don't know what they are either. Be honest. So, yeah. Thank you for listening.
All right. Hi guys, my name is Riley Klatt. I am 17 and I go to Menasha High School. I would like to take a moment and say thank you to the Coming of Age program, and thank you to all the mentors, and thank you to all you guys. And here is my credo. I believe that everyone was made for a reason, that everyone is vital to the survival of this world. We should all put our hands together and fight for happiness, to be who we want to be without the provoking judgments of negativity. I don't believe that anyone in this world was born evil. The ones who raised us and are around us are the ones we choose to be an impact on us, whether it's good or bad, or positive or negative. We need to have positive and negative things in our lives, and negative things such that we can learn from, and we could take with us, and the good things definitely take with us. And I do believe that at one point, everyone was in peace in the world. We should be who we want to be and promise to never look back and just keep moving on and forward without hesitation. Everyone has a direction they want to go, a place they want to be, a goal to sustain. We should all support in every possible way. I believe in the kindness of every human heart and to put our hands together and fight for love, happiness, friends, and family, and fight for each other. No one is alone in this world, and we all stand together. Thank you for listening.
My name is Hayes Martinez, and I'm a sophomore at Kimberly High School. I believe in Zargon. He is a little green alien with feelers on his head that controls every part of our lives. Just kidding. But that does lead me into what I actually do believe in perspective, and that's an example of a perspective someone could have, and many people have different perspectives, and that's great because they can believe so many different things. And I also believe that everyone's perspective and beliefs are right for themselves because that's what's going to help them through life. So when talking about what I believe, I feel that there's three main questions. Higher power, what happens after death, and why and how you should live. So for higher power, I do not believe in a God, but I do believe that there is a higher power or a force that created us all and keeps us here. I don't know what it is, and I'm fine with that. For death, I believe that it is a blessing, and I feel that there's no point to life without death. So, yeah. And also a part of that, it lets us live life to the fullest, because I don't believe that there's anything after death, and I'm not scared of that, and that's going to make me live life to the fullest, and I feel that trying to get into heaven or something is going to hold me back from accomplishing all that I can in life. I feel that we should live and do the little things and follow these community values of respect, responsibility, honesty, and kindness. We should treat other people the way that we want to be treated. My beliefs are always changing, and that's okay. And in a day or a year, they might be different, but that's what I think right now. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Ian Schuder. I go to Appleton West High School, and I really love art and music. And I believe in taking life slow, living life like you should, not speeding through it like you always are taught to. I think you should take life slow and, like, take the detours, even if it brings you to Milwaukee. Funny story. Supposedly, we were supposed to go to camp, and I was supposed to ride alone. I was driving by myself, and there's two Camp Helen Brockmans. One's on the upper part of Wisconsin, one's in Milwaukee. That was not a fun day. I also believe in loyalty. Being loyal to one another, like talking between each other, and conversations, and actually being loyal to your partner or family or friends. I also believe in equality, being equal, and not just judging someone by their beliefs, and not who they are or what they are, what's the color of their skin or what life they choose to be. That's their choice, that's their decision, that shouldn't affect you. For my religious, I actually believe in a higher power. My mother says it's agnostic, supposedly. I don't believe in God myself, but I believe that there's a higher power out there. I just don't know what it is. I also believe in family and love. They're the closest people to you. Family and love is probably the best thing in the world. Or at least to me. That's my opinion. Another thing is, I believe in everyone. Like, each and every one of us can have their own single opinions and I believe that they have their own abilities and that they should use them for what they want to do. I also believe in getting high because, let me explain this. So, during our camping trip, I was the kid that climbed every tree I could find. For our spiritual walk, we had to stay 6 hours and think about ourselves. I chose to live it up in a tree, in a hammock. And I say that I believe in getting high because there must be something, because I'm always in a tree whenever there is one. And that's pretty much it. Thank you.